Today, the Palestinian Red Crescent Society announced that it has been forced to suspend its ambulance service in Ramallah. The Red Crescent said Israeli forces have arrested 14 of its paramedics and confiscated 3 ambulances over the past 5 days. Palestinian officials say Israeli troops have prevented emergency workers from reaching dozens of Palestinians wounded in the fighting, and that hospitals are running short of oxygen and blood. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports that the health system all over the West Bank is on the verge of collapse.
Late last month, Samar Hamdoun went into labor. It was her 4th child, she was healthy, and the pregnancy had had no complications. The doctor in her village of Beit Furik near Nablus came and examined her. "It's time," he said, "go right to the hospital." Without Israeli checkpoints, it's a 10-minute drive from Beit Furik to Rafidiyah Hospital in Nablus. Samar says her family called an ambulance, but the driver said he couldn't get through the Israeli checkpoints. So she got into a neighbor's car and set out for the Israeli roadblock at the entrance to the village. "The soldiers started shooting at us, so we turned around," she said. "We had to take a long, bumpy road instead." 4 hours later, she reached the hospital, unconscious. The baby was stillborn. It was a boy, her first after 3 girls. "I was so happy I was having a boy," she said, "and now that boy is gone." Mustafa Barghouti, the director of the Palestine Medical Relief Committees, says 3/4 of Palestinians live in villages like Beit Furik. Typically, these villages have only general practitioners in basic clinics. Barghouti says that since the fighting began in September 2000, at least 39 Palestinians have died as a direct result of not being able to reach hospitals.
Many of them are patients who were in need for kidney dialysis. Some were women who were trying to give birth, and they lost their children because of this blockage. Many of them were people who were having heart attacks, and again, they were not allowed to pass. And about 12 women had to give birth up to now at checkpoints, and 4 of them have lost their babies because of that.
Mustafa Barghouti says the situation has steadily deteriorated over the past few months. He says ambulances frequently have been the targets of Israeli troops. In March, 5 ambulance workers were shot dead by Israeli forces. Israeli Army spokesman Jacob Dalal insists most ambulances are allowed to pass checkpoints, but he charges Palestinians have sometimes misused the ambulances. In fact, Dalal says, last week Israeli soldiers stopped an ambulance at a roadblock and found an explosives belt under one of the stretchers.
"The ambulances have become used in some instances as a vehicle of transportation for terrorists, as a vehicle of transportation for people or people aiding terrorists. And we have to simply be very, very careful."
A coalition of Israeli and Palestinian human rights groups appealed to the Israeli Supreme Court, asking that Israeli soldiers be ordered to stop shooting at ambulances. The court says it will rule soon. Meanwhile, many Palestinians are simply staying home. In Beit Furik, Samar Hamdoun was supposed to go back to the hospital this week for a checkup, but she says she's too scared to even try to cross the checkpoint. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Beit Furik on the West Bank.